The situation on the ground in Libya at the moment is quite dire. The fighting in recent months between armed groups in various parts of Libya has resulted in hundreds of civilian deaths, mass displacement, and acute humanitarian conditions for those who are trapped in the conflict zones.
What are the areas most affected by the fighting?
The areas most affected are the western area, the area of Warshafana, and then the Nafusa Mountains, which are bordering Warshafana, as well as Benghazi in eastern Libya.
It's said in the report that over 450 people have died in Benghazi since the fighting began. Can you elaborate?
Yes, in fact, since the fighting escalated in mid-October, 450 people have reportedly been killed, and residents are facing serious shortcomings in medical care as well. Hospitals have been hit or occupied by armed groups, and we've also received very worrying reports of fighters who are wearing uniforms of the Libyan Red Crescent, and in fact, one case of an ambulance of the Libyan Red Crescent Society having been used to carry out a suicide attack. Now, these are obviously very, very worrying reports, and there have also been tit-for-tat attacks on property, which has led to the destruction of many houses. And from Benghazi alone, some 90,000 people have been displaced.
It sounds like a total breakdown of law and order. Is that just in Benghazi, or is it affecting other areas? Is it affecting the country in whole?
Many different parts of Libya are certainly affected. As I mentioned, western Libya, the situation is quite dire, and then in eastern Libya with Benghazi. In Tripoli, the humanitarian situation has improved slightly since the end of the fighting there in August. However, there has been an increase in attacks on media professionals, on human rights defenders, and on political activists. There have been assassinations and serious threats against these very important actors on the ground.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has issued a stern warning to the parties involved in the conflict. Can you explain to us what his message was to them?
Yes, the High Commissioner is warning all the parties that are involved in this fighting that grave abuses of international human rights and international humanitarian law are occurring, some of which may amount to war crimes. And as a commander of an armed group, you are criminally liable under international law if you commit or order the commission of grave human rights abuses, or if you fail to take reasonable and necessary measures to prevent or punish their commission. The High Commissioner is urging all of those people in positions of authority to declare publicly that acts amounting to violations and abuses of international law will not be tolerated.
What are the recommendations that the report makes?
The report makes several recommendations. A key recommendation, of course, is to desist from violations and abuses of international law, in particular acts that may amount to war crimes or crimes against humanity. And these include indiscriminate attacks on medical facilities and ambulances, murder, hostage-taking, torture, and the destruction of property, destruction of civilian property. The report is also calling on the leaders to hold accountable those who are responsible for such serious violations. And importantly, it's calling on all Libyan political and military leaders to engage as a matter of urgency in a genuine political dialogue to take Libya out of this current crisis.